you're here. Fellowship, freedom, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's there. Everyone loves you.
As the opening song echoes my feelings, I'm so glad you're tuned in, making our time together sweeter, and I hope it's clear you're loved and appreciated. Maybe by the music behind my voice, it's a hint of what our subject will be about, or at least a portion of our conversation, as we'll talk about money, financial stewardship, volunteering and helping, planning for the future, and possibly legacy giving as you plan best how to use and invest your money and resources wisely. Yesterday on Monday, I had a conversation with Kathy Swedler. She's with the U of I Extension Program as an educator and a consumer economics teacher, facilitator, instructor, and very gifted helping people establish their financial security and training volunteers in a special program. So you'll hear that conversation in its entirety in just a few minutes. And to set the stage for that conversation, I came across this song yesterday, We Are the World. It was released in 1985, so 35 years ago, to help raise funds for the severe famines that were widespread throughout Ethiopia. And I thought, in light of the coronavirus and all of us trying to pull together, its message, timely lyrics, and the emphasis of us working together, I hope will be an encouragement to you.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. Change. We all are part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Thank you.
That was a portion of We Are the World, recorded in 1985. Wow, 35 years ago, but I felt how appropriate for what we're currently going through with this coronavirus and so much uncertainty in our land. Well, as mentioned, yesterday I had a tape phone conversation with Kathy Swiedler, and she'll be formally introduced in a minute as I pick up in our conversation, pulling out the April edition of the Prime Life Times, which arrived yesterday and is being distributed to various area locations. Today I have the Prime Life Times edition open because there's an announcement on something that you can be a part of, whether it's through volunteering or maybe just gaining expertise and insight. But if you turn to A5 under Money Matters, there's an announcement about becoming a Money Mentor Volunteer. And so I have a special guest on the line with me. It's Kathy Swiedler. She's with the Extension Education Consumer Economics at the University of Illinois. So, Kathy, thank you for carving out time. And you, like many people, I believe, are working from home today.
That's right. Thank you so much for having me on your call. I'm working from home, looking out my front window, looking to see if my rhododendron flowers are going to open up soon. So it's a little different environment than working at the office, but we're getting it done.
Now, you work with the U of I Extension, the Extension Education, which encompasses a lot of different areas. Your specialty is consumer economics, and you've been nationally recognized and have received some awards. But I like the sentence in your bio that says, while Swiedler provides programming in many financial management areas, she is passionate about helping people plan for financial security in later life. And knowing that a number of our listeners are in their senior years or are at the point where they're struggling through financial decisions, weighing what to do next, you and your team are wanting to equip people to become volunteers to help, whether it's our listeners, our Prime Life Times readers, or individuals to be better at managing their money. So talk a little about what you hope to do in the coming days as far as volunteers, and then assure our listeners and readers that the U of I Extension is fully functioning, up and running. Yes, it might not be the same dynamics where you just go in and meet with people. There are video conferencing and Zoom and other methods to do training and to equip people and to mentor them. But give us an overview of the program and how you hope to recruit volunteers in the coming days.
All right. Well, thank you. Let me back up a little bit and just explain that title, Consumer Economics, which is just sort of a mouthful. And really a way to think about that is what I have the opportunity to teach is about personal finances or money management is, I think, an easier way to talk about it. And I'm out and about teaching typically both in person and through distance with webinars and things. So one of the programs that I coordinate is, as you said, Money Mentors. And that is a volunteer-based program that we started up a few years because we saw such a huge demand in our communities for people to get some individual help one-on-one. And so people in the community, wonderful volunteers, have come forward and said, I'd like to help out. And they go through a training with me, and then they're available to meet with somebody who's looking, you know, there's those times in your life where things are transitioning and you're like, if I could just talk to somebody about what I want to do with my financial goals and they could help me think about this, break down the steps that I might want to take, just somebody to help coach and problem solve, that would be fantastic. And that's what our mentor volunteers do. They have the time and the space to work with each person and really address the participants' concerns. So, of course, they come back and talk to me if they get stuck with anything, but it's really because we have this great volunteer program that we can offer this service through University of Illinois Extension.
So with the varied listeners we have, there might be some that say, you know, I would love to take some of my background in finance and number crunching, as they say, and become a trained volunteer. And so you're going to be putting on some training and programming and such for them. But there might be somebody that says, you know, I'm struggling with how to balance my budgets or how to prioritize certain things. So would you also want them to call, or how could they be made aware of this program so that they could maybe seek out help.
Right. Excellent point. So probably the best way to find out more details about our program is to go on our website, and the URL is go.illinois.edu/moneymentors, or call our local extension office at 217-333-7672. And like you said, we have two different opportunities. You can become a mentor volunteer, and we're going to be starting training in May. It may start out online and then switch over to in-person, but I'm determined that we're going to do it. Or if you're looking for that coach, that financial coach to help with you, the website has information for you, too. So both directions. And, you know, the great thing about our program is sometimes people switch roles. So we've had people who started out as participants and then became mentors. So we've actually had somebody go the other direction as well. So, you know, it's a little bit of something for everybody, I feel like.
And let me give that website again, or the phone number, go.illinois.edu/moneymentors. So that's go.illinois.edu/moneymentors. Or you can call for more information at 217-333-7672. That's 217-333-7672. Now, Kathy, you received your degree from the University of California at Davis, and that's where you received your Bachelor of Science degree in home economics, as well as a teaching credential. But you also graduated from the University of Arizona, earning your master's degree in family and consumer resources with an emphasis in customer education. But what flips your switch, as they say? Why are you passionate about helping people learn? Why are you excited about this program and helping serve our listeners and the Prime Lifetimes readers?
So for me, I think what's really exciting is seeing how people can become empowered when they feel like they're in control of their finances.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not one of those persons that's really looking to build wealth for the sake of building wealth. What I think is important to a lot of people, including myself, is I want to have the money available to do the things that are important to me, the things that I value.
Mm-hmm.
And for some of us, that's security, knowing that we will, you know, have enough money when we retire without having to ask for help from other people. For others of us, it's being able to travel or to spend time with family. So we all have different values on what's important to us and what we want to accomplish. And knowing how to make the most of it out of our money is really, I think, why I stay in this job, is to help people reach their goals and be empowered to do it.
Well, I know, Kathy, you and your husband, I think, met up in California, and you both reside here in the greater Champaign-Urbana area these last 29 or so years. Tell us a little of that story of meeting him. Was it during your college days?
It was in our college days. So, yeah, that was a while back. We met on a dorm ski trip up at Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
That was the only time I went downhill skiing, but it all worked out because
sure.
I could meet my husband, and that's been fabulous. I guess the one thing that we took away from that was that we both loved to travel and try different places, and so that's something that we've continued to do throughout our marriage. So this is a sort of interesting scenario for us right now because we're not traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all, you know, my husband travels a lot for his job. We travel for fun. And right now we're traveling kind of across the house.
That's right. I think you said your husband also is now working from home, which is the case for many people. I still come into the station and I have a studio in our country home. But most of my guests now are over the phone lines, or I host the program, but bring in a speaker or a taped recording or so forth. So it's been a little different. My mama bear, she's making sure we're contained and staying at home. It's like I have to fight with her to say, Esther and I are going to go out and sweep the driveway. No, you stay in the house, you stay contained. And so we're living in this new environment, huge paradigm shifts on what we do or can do or feel free to do. So I'm glad that the U of I Extension Program is still going strong. You're desiring to continue this message mentoring program, raising up volunteers, and working with the community at large. So once again, give us the phone number and the website for people to contact you. And I know you're going to be starting in May, but it would be important to call soon so they can get registered and you can get things all together and set for everyone.
Right. So we're going to be doing the training starting in May, and I definitely need people to register before that so I can have a chance to talk with them. And then for anybody that would like to be matched with a mentor, I just want to reassure you that the Money Mentoring Program is free and confidential when you're matched with somebody. And right now we have mentors waiting to help people. So we have people who are willing to talk with the listener by phone, by Zoom call, whatever is most convenient for each group of mentor and participant. So if either of those pieces sounds interesting, I encourage people to go to our website at go.illinois.edu/moneymentors or call our office 217-333-7672 and we'll get back to you just as soon as we can. So lots of opportunities. I think this is a great program. I hear such wonderful things from our volunteers, wonderful things from the participants who say this is making a real difference in people's lives. So if you're at all interested, please check us out. Let me also mention, Mark, for other information about what we're doing locally from University of Illinois Extension, take a look at our website. It's www.extension.illinois.edu/CFIV, or just Google us, University of Illinois Extension Champaign. And we have a lot of webinars coming up. We have other things going on, good resources and such that you might be interested in. Or if you're on Facebook, you can like us there too.
Yeah, and we appreciate the work you're doing, Kathy, with the U of I Extensions. They offer so many different programs and so many things online, webinars, and different creative ways to continue to train people up. So we highly recommend this. If you pick up this month's edition, the April edition of the Prime Life Times, you'll see their notice on page A5. And we just wish you the best and hope that this program will reach a lot of our listeners. And those of you that want to volunteer and become a money mentor volunteer, you can find out more by calling 217-333-7672. That's 217-333-7672. Well, thank you, Kathy, for being available for Mark and Friends.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking with you today, Mark.
Well, that was my conversation as recorded yesterday with Kathy Swedler, who's a U of I Extension educator specializing in consumer economics. And she and the staff at the U of I Extension program would love to hear from you about becoming a money mentor volunteer, or if you need help with your finances and planning out how to be a good steward of your resources so you can provide for your family, enjoy vacations, consider legacy giving towards your favorite ministry, helping out your church family, or assisting those in need in a variety of ways. Find out more at go.illinois.edu/moneymentors. Now I'm going to close out with a portion of a song by Matthew West titled Do Something, as I hope that each one of you in various ways will try and make a difference. The chorus and refrain of this song says, if not us, then who? If not me and you? Right now it's time for us to do something. Yes, it is. Come on. If not now, then when will we see an end to all this pain? Oh, it's not enough to do nothing. It's time for us to do something. We are the salt of the earth. We are the city on a hill. We're never going to change the world by standing still. No, we won't stand still. No, we won't stand still. No, we won't stand still. No. If not us, then who? If not me and you right now, it's time for us to do something. If not now, then when will we see an end to all this pain? It's not enough to do nothing. It's time for us to do something. It's time for us to do something. It's time for us to do something. Here's a portion of a song by Matthew West titled, Do Something. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
I woke up this morning, saw a world full of trouble. Now I thought, how do we ever get so far down? And how's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. I said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. Some